The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey!
Yay!
You big, good-looking son of a bitch.
Oh, thanks. How are you?
You look good. You, I can tell that you've used, at least I'm guessing, some facial. You got a facial today.
Did
you use facial stuff?
No, I have lotion on because I shaved my head today.
Yeah, so you look
sunscreen
glossy and good.
Do I? Yeah, sorry if it's a little oily.
I think you look good.
Probably
it looks like you look glowing.
Glowing. I feel like women want to look glowing.
Well,
men,
I thought you
looked
good.
Look
when
oily.
You walked down, I thought, wow, he looks good today.
Oh, well,
so there you go.
I got some new sunscreen. Thanks.
You're welcome, of course.
What's going on with you?
Not much.
Yeah? How was the performance?
I thought it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All good?
I'd
no
seen
problems.
Him do it before, but
right.
Yeah.
Did it seem like even better, though? Like he's gotten better at it? Or the same? They're all doing the same thing again. They know.
Well, there's different kids except for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
I thought he was great.
You thought he was great.
I did.
You started to go, as if.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if he was bad. Because I've seen, like, when they did the first opening week of it months ago.
Yeah.
I went a couple times, and I was like, man, I'd never seen him act before.
Right.
But now I have, and then I saw him do another play after that, so I'm like, it's almost like, you
it's
know, when your kid does something the first time, you're like, holy crap, I didn't.
Like walking. Yeah.
Like, I remember me, I went with his little brother last night, too, and I was like, man, he's good at this. He's like, yeah. Like, we've just kind of seen it now,
this.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But
that first time we both walked in and he came out, we were both like,
he can act?
What?
Yeah.
We didn't know that.
How many times has he been acting in
right.
front of us?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, but he still likes it and he's happy about it. And
he does like it, yeah.
Okay. Is he thinking maybe Hollywood?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I think he's still thinking.
Well, I mean,
college baseball.
You're the dad who's
hey, go chase it.
Go try. Give
go
it a
try.
Shot. Give it a shot.
I think right now the plan is still college baseball.
Okay,
but we'll see how that goes.
Okay, well, good. Glad it went well. You know, I mean, I wanted to be a Muppet, and if I'd had a dad like you,
yeah, go.
I probably would have. When I got that internship, I probably would have chased it.
Go,
but. When I got it, I just looked at it, and I was all excited at first, and then I thought, how am I going to move to Los Angeles,
in a car?
At 19 with no money? Like, where am I going to go? I'm just going to live in my car to try and, be an intern for... And luckily, as I got older and met you, it felt like God's hand kind of guiding me, because as I got older and met you, you kind of introduced me to this idea that people who are very excited to work exclusively with kids can attract an unsavory crowd.
Yeah.
Not that they all are by any stretch of the imagination.
That,
there are a lot
of
good people who just want to make the world a better place, and they think that starts with
kids. I think my quote was, it's not just a puppet's ass.
Yeah. It was something along those lines. And I argued with you at first. And then, as the years went on and we saw the different headlines and news stories, and then, it starts with the entertainers, and then it goes to the leaders of
right.
the churches and scouting and all this. And I thought, okay, well, I don't know. Although there is a Jim Henson documentary that Ron Howard did that's coming out next month.
Oh,
so
that'll be nice.
Coming out on Disney+.
I'm not saying he was.
I know you're not saying he was. I know you're just saying, that within that group of people that are all there.
And then, you see
puppet?
The Nick thing and,
Right. You don't know. You had to, in order to get the internship, you had to create, I don't remember how many characters it was, but you had to
did
have.
Did you have them all?
Yep, I had them. I put on puppet shows
and then
like
you
in
got
school.
It? Like you created the characters and they said, come and do the internship?
They said, you got the internship. I
what?
Got it.
What? Did you even go?
Yeah, I've told you this before.
I didn't know
they
you went to the second
thing.
Part
they
of it. I just you told me you got an internship. You didn't tell me.
It was all, but it was all done over online. So they sent me, when I got the acceptance or whatever, they sent me this thing and it was a It said, you know, blah, 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 we would be thrilled to have you on our team. Blah, blah. And it was a picture of Kermit the Frog sitting there, you know, in this.
I would have made my kid
come hang out with this sort of thing. And I was like, holy crap.
Did you tell your parents?
Yeah, I told my parents.
What'd they say?
They said, that's great. What are you going to do about that? And I was like, I don't know, because I have to move to California. And they were like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how to do that. Like, you know, I'm working.
What do you mean how to do it?
Joanne's a few hours a week. Right. Well, I mean, I had a car, but I had to pay insurance on the car. I had to get gasoline for the car.
Well, that's all stuff that'll work itself out.
I didn't know that at 19 when I was in college. I'm thinking, you know, I'm selling my plasma every week to get money for cigarettes. Now, I could quit smoking.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not get crazy.
I don't know how much they're going to pay me for plasma in California. Maybe they pay less, you know. In Missouri, I was allowed to do it twice a week.
Well, I'm sure you can find a Joanne Fabrics out there.
I know, but then what? I mean, okay,
now you're doing something you love plus Joanne Fabrics.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Math is easy. People, listen to me.
The math is easy.
It is. This is where people stop. You're working in Joanne Fabrics in Lee's Summit, right?
Well, at that point in St. Joe.
Okay, yeah. So you're working at Joanne Fabrics in St. Joe. They have Joanne Fabrics in Studio City.
Yeah.
All right, so now you go, you find an apartment or something,
yeah.
Right? You go down there and you work in Joanne Fabrics, only you're in Studio City.
Right.
Now you're in Studio City and working at the Muppets. These are good things.
Yes, but where do I get
the
money
bus.
For a deposit on an apartment? Where would I live? I had $0. My paycheck was, you know, at the time, like maybe $400 or something. Huh?
When did the thing start?
I know. I think it was like that
stuff
fall.
Easily figure
like
outable.
You know, you come in the... I don't
People,
remember
these,
exactly.
If you have these opportunities, go take them.
That's what I'm saying. If you were my dad, you would have said, go.
Yeah, even if I didn't have money,
do.
I'd be like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Go figure it out. Like, we just let these little things stop us.
I let it stop me.
Where were you
quickly.
Living then?
I was living in the dorms. I was in college.
Yeah, well, get out of there.
Right. I mean, trust me. When I first saw it, I was like, yay. And then I looked at the fact that I had to move to California and started thinking, I went, oh, no.
Jesus, man.
I know. But look, it all worked out, right?
Right. There you go. Steve Gleamer living with Rob in Studio City, elbow deep in puppet ass.
Yeah, I mean, look, I thought about, like, Slums of Beverly Hills, and I know it's easier to find a place to live cheaply within the L.A. area than it is, like, New York. There's just more space, and there's...
Now you can move to Jersey
you can
and take the train.
Well, in New York, if you're going to take the train and all that, you can have... But I'm saying, I think people think that in California, everything is so unaffordable. There is affordable apartments and stuff, and there were, certainly, then.
You live where Ralph Macchio lived.
And not too far from... Yeah, you can, you know, Culver City, Silver Lake, whatever it's called. Yeah. There's quite a few places. And honestly, there's apartments at places that are just, you know, in nice enough areas that are older apartments that, looking back, I you know, they weren't that expensive.
Right.
I just didn't have any money. I'd spent any money that I had
on
my
trip.
So. I know. But what was I going to do? The truth of the matter is, at that point, look at what happened to them. You know, eventually Jason Segel came along and made a movie or whatever, but they were dying out by then. The kids, they don't like puppets anymore. They like CGI. CGI was killing those puppets, so it was probably, you know, what? So maybe if I went there, they'd be massive now, and kids would all still love Muppets. You know, I would have saved the day.
Well,
but
I don't know
what
would have happened, but it would have been, you know, better than this.
Well, no, maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't have been.
It would have been an opportunity.
I don't even know they would have given me a job. Could have just been, okay, thanks
Somebody
for your time.
Somebody would have.
Yeah, I could have worked on Sesame Street, public television.
Something, anything.
Yeah.
You'd have
get that government
puppet experience.
Money.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Man, oh, man. All those years playing with puppets when I was a kid. Putting on puppet shows at school, the whole thing. Teachers trying to encourage me. You're such a great storyteller, Reed. When you do this, you're so good at it. Thanks. I want to be a Muppet. And then I gave up. So let that be a lesson. Don't give up on your dreams. And if someone around you has a dream, encourage it.
Right.
Don't.
And Crackman makes a point. He left, went to San Diego. He said the cost of rent, it only raises your eyebrows because it's Kansas City dollars trying to transfer to West Coast dollars. But you go out there, you make more tips. You make more whatever. Your money's, you know, you can get more of it.
If I had something saved at that point and not spent the money that I had saved, I'd spent the money that I had saved on my trip. So that point, I was just broke. If I'd had that money, then I probably would have
When did the internship
gone.
Start?
It was like, I can't remember. It was, you know, that spring or that fall, whatever. It was
you
within like
rallied
a couple
up
months.
$200 from your mom, $200 from your dad, $200 each from your brothers, and gone out there.
Yeah, I
yeah,
don't
you
know.
Could have.
I mean, look, there's obviously a way I could have done it. People do it all the time, so yes. I just didn't do it. I saw California and went, well,
coward.
Never mind.
You know what? I'm disrespecting.
What? What? I'm honest about it. I'm using this as a learning lesson for people to let them know, hey, be right. More like Lazo.
$200 for some money?
I thought about selling drugs. I was like, I'm in college. All these people have drugs. Yeah. If I could just buy a large quantity. But then they're like, go to prison. Then that probably didn't look so good on the internship resume to be a Muppet. I don't know. Actually, maybe they wouldn't have cared. But I didn't do it. I didn't follow my dream. So
it's just a sad day.
In that alternate
you could have been doing that right
reality,
now.
Reality. Yeah, well, I'm sure I am in whatever multiverse that is. And I wonder what that looks like.
Did you
like.
Even call back and ask him about any of that?
What do you mean?
Like when they said, hey, you got the internship. They obviously liked your stuff. Why don't you say, hey, you know, I'm just a kid from the Midwest. I don't really know how all this works. Somebody would have talked you through it.
Well, no, I didn't do that. It just said that I had to be, that it was in Los Angeles. I think it was Los Angeles.
Somebody might have said, hey, near Los Angeles. Get it? We've all been here. Nobody grows up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've all been there. So here, and this is how you do it. You go to this place. You start here. You go here. You sell your ass on Santa Clara Boulevard. This is what you do.
Yeah.
You start here. You should have called somebody or something.
I guess. It was unpaid. I mean, I think that's why you see so many people
Jesus
who
Christ,
make
man.
It who are from L.A. because they're near it. And if they get something like an internship, you know, they can just do it because they already live there. And that's you do see a lot of that. I mean, obviously, it makes sense.
Jim Henson's from Leawood.
He's from Leawood?
That's what somebody said. So maybe you'd have said I'm from Kansas City.
I didn't know Jim Henson was from around here.
I don't know. That's what somebody on Twitch said.
Well, anyhow,
Jesus,
I didn't do it. I did this instead.
I wish I could go back in time.
I did this instead. It all worked out. My mom handed me over to God when I was a baby, and God has been taking care of me ever since.
God tried to get you a job in the Muppets.
No, God tested me with that temptation.
Yes, to try to get you one.
The temptation of Muppet stardom. And I turned it down. I did the logical thing. I kept on chugging, kept on trucking, kept on going to school.
I don't
school,
see that he was in Leawood. He's from Greenville, Mississippi.
Getting D's and C's.
He's
and
a
then
Christian
I
scientist.
Ended
you
could up
have
here.
Told him that.
I know. I should have told him that. But, you know, that's. I think that's kind of what killed him. So,
what? He died in a car crash.
Jim Henson? No. He died from, like, pneumonia that could have been treatable if he'd gone to the doctor. But yeah. Some people say it's because of Christian Science. I don't know much about Christian Science. Is Val Kilmer a Christian Scientist? Is he the current celebrity? I believe he is, because I believe I've heard people speculate that maybe the stuff with the cancer in his mouth and stuff, that maybe he treated it differently because he... I don't know if he's an active Christian Scientist or not. I don't know what a Christian
Man,
Scientist is.
Man, I do
is.
Not see this Leawood thing.
No, I think the only thing that I could be thinking of, or that they might be thinking of, there is a guy from Leawood who voiced a lot of stuff.
Star Wars.
For yes, and other things. He's voiced a lot of stuff for a lot of different animated stuff, and he may have voiced even some Muppet animated stuff. I don't know. So maybe that's what they're thinking of, or maybe they just wanted to throw us off, and they succeeded.
Oh. Our Twitch is going crazy with all the stuff that Jim Henson, cancer, car crash, and then I love it. Just extra small pencil said, a lot of Jim Henson misinformation going on around here.
The Church of Laszlo.
How about those Royals, huh?
How about them?
They won 8-0. I mean, they were playing the Tigers, but still, it's pretty good. Royals are having a decent year. What's their record now?
17-10,
huh? Mm-hmm. Not too shabby. What place are they in, Laszlo? You're the baseball guy.
They're behind Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland's been on fire.
Okay. Well, still, it's pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
Looks like Euro may have been right. Speaking of Euro, I know you had to go to his play last night, but you said that you were going to be taking with you your tablet or phone so that you could watch the draft. Did you watch the draft?
They did. You know, I don't know, the intermissions or whatever.
Okay.
I just found a studio apartment outside of L.A. This is still bothering me.
Oh, my God.
Right now, in 2024, you can get a one-bedroom, you know, like a studio, right?
Yeah.
With a bed and one room or put a TV for $995.
Right. That's what I said. There's affordable places. Yeah.
So it had to be half of that.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
I'm sure I could have found a place for $500 at the time. But I would have needed the security deposit and the down payment, right? You know, I don't know if my car would have made it to California. It would have made it. Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
It was a Dodge Intrepid. That Dodge Intrepid was indestructible.
Actually, I could live here.
Yeah, I know. I still think that sometimes when I see these cheap apartments in Southern California, I'm like, I feel like I could live there. It's not so bad. Or like
the
Rancho
Rayfield
Cucamonga.
Apartments, West 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
beautifully remodeled bachelor units and studios. Centrally located in K-Town. Oh, that's where people live.
Well, you know, look, if you'd been around, like I said, you would have told me to go. I get it. But the people in my life said, don't be a fool. You can't move to California. Finish getting your education.
Well, anyways, let's move on. I'm disappointed.
So the draft.
I just think of all the things that could have happened.
The draft, you're the sports guy.
Can't imagine how you feel.
I feel like it worked out. I feel like it wasn't supposed to go. The Muppets fell out of favor. They got sold to Disney, the whole thing. I feel like it did, you know, I made the right decision. I'm here now.
With me and Snow going.
Yes, exactly.
That is not the right decision.
That's what God wanted. What about the stupid draft?
Guy with a plastic bag for a car window. You're like, what could have gone wrong in Los Angeles?
I'm sure there's
a radio station with literally zero people working at it.
I'm sure there are plenty of Muppeteers who have broken windshields, you know. And
I'm just saying. I mean, what could have happened? What?
If I had gone, I probably would have regretted not taking, you know, a chance on getting into radio, which is what I ultimately did.
Could have easily gotten into radio.
Had to work up the courage. Anyhow, the draft. Did you pay attention to it? What? Oh, who cares? It's all you talked about yesterday, and it's all any sports article talks about today.
I'm depressed for you.
I told you about this before. This is the first time you've ever actually cared about it.
But I didn't. You just said I got an internship. So I just thought, like, oh, you applied for an internship, and they gave away 1,500 of them, and you didn't take it. That's what I thought. We've all applied for internships, been like, well, I don't know. I applied for an internship at Disney World, whatever. They took like 2,000 applicants. When you told me you created 8 characters.
No, I think it was like 2 unique characters is what you had to do. 2 or 3 that new, creative new characters that weren't derivatives of other characters.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I didn't know you put work into it.
Well, that's what I did. So.
All right, well, let's move on. What do you want to know about?
The draft.
Oh, yeah.
You're the sports guy.
Yeah.
The Chiefs obviously drafted someone. The Chicago Bears obviously drafted someone. Those are the only two things that I really know about because the only two things I heard about. You got your first pick, which did everyone know?
Yes, everyone knew it was going to be Caleb Williams.
They knew for sure. There was
positive.
No debate.
There was no debate.
Okay,
we
so
all knew it.
A while back on Nick's show when we still had cable, I feel like they were debating.
Caleb's always been number one.
Okay. There was a debate about two or three. Okay. Like
Jaden Daniels, he ended up going two.
Okay.
So there was some question about whether he would go 2 or 3, but it all kind of just fell into place the way people thought.
And is that what you would have done if you were running the Chicago Bears organization?
The Bears? I would have taken Caleb Williams for sure.
Okay.
Real
hot shot, this kid, huh? I've seen some highlight reels.
I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. I think people want to compare him to Mahomes. I don't think he's that. But we'll see.
Well,
I think he's more Josh Allen than he is Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that would still be pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. More Aaron Rodgers. I think he creates like Mahomes, but you're like, sometimes you're like, okay, maybe you're not as good. I would have taken Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels, but that's Washington.
Okay, whatever. So every year they talk about this particular draft class, right? That's how they refer to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, you know, this poor team, they get the first pick, and this year's
quarterback sucks,
or this year's pick of whatever sucks.
This year,
sucks.
Quarterbacks were great.
Okay, so they had plenty
like
of quarterbacks.
Like a lot of them. So
from.
I think, was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the first 10. 5 quarterbacks in the first 10.
Okay.
But one of those was a shock, Michael Penix Jr.
Who's he?
He was a quarterback for Washington. He's been around. He's older. He played in Indiana. Got some injuries.
U-dub?
Yep.
Okay.
He lost to Michigan in the national championship.
Mm.
Played at Indiana for a few years before that. I think he's like 24, maybe. So he's older than a lot of these guys.
Okay, yeah.
And the big, like, what the hell, and me and Chacho were talking about as we were watching, like, what is going on, is that Atlanta had just paid your guy, Kirk Cousins, $100 million to come and play at Atlanta. And with the 8th pick, the Atlanta Falcons pick Michael Penix Jr. So they get another quarterback with the 8th pick, and people are like, why are you doing this?
Well, Cousins is old, right? He could get injured.
You just paid him $100 million.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Right. You just paid Cousins $100 million. He's your guy. Like, I've heard people try to argue it. You cannot argue it with me.
I'm not going to try.
But really, honestly, I've heard, like, some sports guys be like, well, you know, you get Kirk Cousins for 2 years, and then you don't know what's coming, and you really like Michael Penix, so he's the heir apparent, and
idea of a seasoned quarterback showing the young guy the ropes.
I just gave a guy $100 million, and if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm livid.
Well, that always happens, right?
Like, because not only, but think about this. Two things. Now, maybe I'm like, all right, hey, you wanted a guy. I'm a little bit older. You gave me my money. Whatever. You want him to learn how to do it after me. You're clearly starting me, so it doesn't matter. But the other part of that is I'm Kirk Cousins. I'm like, with the eighth pick, you could have gotten Rome Odunze to help me here.
Wide receiver.
You could, and even if you said, oh, well, they got their offense, so you could have made the defense better. You could have done something with that pick to help me get better, to help this team get better. Instead, you pick Michael. And if I'm Michael Penix Jr., like, nobody's happy here. If I'm Michael Penix Jr., I'm like, yo, now, well, I got to wait 3 years. I'm 24. I don't get to start in the NFL until I'm 27, 28 years old. This is not where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
That's literally true. Nobody's happy.
Okay.
So I thought that was horrible.
Okay, that is weird. I mean, we've definitely seen instances of a quarterback being
Alex
drafted.
Smith, and you're like, okay, yeah. Alex is, you know, he's gotten us to this certain place. He's a good quarterback, good guy. We'll, you know, we'll reach a little bit with this Mahomes kid, but we're going to need someone.
Right.
Right? And that's okay. I get it. You did Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. You just got this guy.
$100 million for Cousins, eh?
If not more, I just threw that on my ass. But
wow, okay. So, okay, then
the Broncos got Bo Nix.
Who's that?
So he's a quarterback from Oregon, played at Auburn. I think he's pretty good.
Oh, Oregon was good?
Nothing for you guys to worry about, though. I don't think it's Chiefs fans.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he makes a huge difference.
Okay, so what about?
The Chiefs got the fastest
Xavier.
Player.
Right, the fastest. I mean, I was reading about him.
They got their new Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, really.
Xavier Worthy? Is that right?
Yeah, and he ran like a 4.240 or something in the combine.
Is he pretty good?
Thing is, though, just let me say this because I know, and I'm excited about him. I think Xavier Worthy is going to be fine. I think it's a little bit of a stretch for them, but I always think, like, you know, okay, well, Laszlo thinks it's a little bit of a stretch. I just don't know. I mean, I think Andy Reid and Brett Veach have a better handle on what's a stretch and what's not. And they talk to other people. I just think maybe Xavier Worthy might have been available without trading. Okay. That's the thing you always worry about. But the Lions did the same thing. I think the Chiefs were probably there, and they were like, all right. They didn't think Xavier Worthy was going to get to them.
I saw they worried that Baltimore or the 49ers.
Right, and I think they're like, hey, and they probably didn't even think they were going to get Xavier Worthy. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, Xavier Worthy's available.
Yeah.
Let's just go get him. I think the Lions did the same thing. I think the Lions were probably going to get Cooper DeJean or another quarterback. And then all of a sudden like, hey, arguably the number one cornerback from Alabama is available.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a stretch? Yeah, but let's go get him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So those don't bother me as much as the Michael Penix stuff does. Jim Harbaugh did Jim Harbaugh stuff. If you're just kind of going through who the Chiefs will end up having to play, he got an offensive tackle with pick number 5.
Back to the Worthy thing. Like, I don't know anything about football or sports, but what I have learned over the past 5-6 years or whatever is to trust Brett Veach.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
And that seems to be everyone says, then Veach we trust.
Yep.
Like, I trust him.
Yeah,
I mean, something will probably happen with Rashee, right? There's potential to be.
But now they literally have. I mean, like, talk about speed.
Yeah,
I mean, you got Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. Like, I mean, and you won the Super Bowl without any receivers last year.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So now you've doubled it. You've got two legit. I know they probably ran under that, but let's just say two legit 4-3 guys on your team. I don't know what Rashee Rice ran, but I'm sure he's fast too. So
seems fast. Can run away from a car accident pretty quick.
Yeah. Right. No, I saw that Hollywood Brown 4.3, Xavier Worthy 4.25. Rashee Rice, 119 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They said,
seems about right.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo, did you see Taylor Swift says she can't get a job. It's causing a lot of problems. Her name is causing all kinds of problems.
Oh, there's a lady named Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
You think she'd get hired quick?
You would think you'd get something. I mean, the Taylor Swift is such a massive celebrity that to have the same name...
Yeah, I think somebody would hire you.
...worth something. But she's young. She's 19 years old. And she says that she's tormented constantly by people who think that she's faking her name. She says it's hard to get a job. And she also says that when she gets in a cab, I don't know if in the UK you have to give them your ID. It sounds like you do. But she says that anytime she has to show her ID at a bar or in a cab or whatever, they're like, yeah, this isn't real because it says Taylor Swift. Right. So it's like having a McLovin ID, you know?
Got it.
And but my thing is the name Taylor Swift isn't such a crazy name to think that no one else would have it. So, you know, it's not like her name is Lil Uzi Vert. It's Taylor Swift. Like, right. You feel like...
There's probably a lot of people with that name, actually.
Exactly. There's got to be more than just this girl. She says, I've had...
Well, not that they're as popular, but David Letterman. I'm sure there's more than one.
Exactly. Right, a lot of those. She says, I've had hell
Jimmy Kimmel,
because
whatever,
of my name. She's now she is apparently the only Taylor Swift in all of Scotland.
Crackman says he went to middle school and high school with a girl named Britney Spears.
Oh yeah,
I believe there's probably a ton of them.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be people that have the same.
I think
name.
If I were to check that girl's ID, I'd be like, "That's man, well, unlucky." Your parents didn't know at the time. I wouldn't think it's fake. I'd just be like, "Damn."
I could see like she's young, and if she's trying to get into a bar, and she's just old enough to get into the bar, and they're checking the ID, that they're like. Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't
really think
you really said your name was Taylor Swift, but
you know, yeah, that would be such a dumb decision anyway to put that on a fake ID to fake that name. So they should, if they're being logical about it, think it's real.
Steve says his real name is Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, see, it happens. People will change their name slightly because they have the same name as a celebrity. What was Michael Bolton in Office Space?
Oh yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah,
she says that she's.
Why don't you change your name to Mike?
She's been.
Why don't you change his name?
I've had hell because of my name. She's the only Taylor Swift in Scotland. And
she should write a song about it.
Well, she should. She plays guitar, so she should.
There you go.
She claims she struggles to find work because employers think that her celebrity name is fake when she goes to apply. Mm-hmm. She carries her passport everywhere with her to prove to people that she's not pretending because they don't trust the one ID on its own. She told how she first realized she shared the name with the Shake It Off billionaire 34 when she was a pupil at Taylor High School. No joke. Taylor High School in New Stevenson. Yeah. And the teenager who was 5 foot in height compared with the towering 5'11" icon. Wait, Taylor Swift is 5'11"? Wow. That's tall,
right?
No,
she doesn't
right?
ever look short next
no,
to Kelsey.
No, but I guess I always think she's wearing those big boots on stage. But yeah, you're right. In her non-stage clothes, standing with those guys. And of course, he's probably, what, 6'5" or something crazy? Be. I mean, those guys are huge.
They're bigger than you think.
Yeah. So anyway, she's only 5 foot, this fake-ass Taylor. And she explains that people now call her Wee Taylor Swift, which is British for little Taylor Swift. Her mom says, I think they must think that she's joking around sometimes. She thinks her name is not helping her in life at all. I mean, look, when her mom, Taylor Swift wasn't a celebrity. And some people do that.
No way.
Some people do that. Some people are like, oh, we already have this last name. And look, there's a celebrity. I've seen people named after celebrities before. I've seen
people named after ESPN, the TV show.
Right, exactly. The woman who had the baby in the bank and named the baby Money. Remember that whole thing? So, yeah, it happens. But her mom can't help it here. And honestly, you're getting written up now in the British tabloids because of your name.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. So I think it's fine because you could change your name. I mean, you don't have to change your name. Just go by your middle name.
Exactly.
People go by your middle name.
People do it all the time. All the time.
Right. So you, and all the applications and everything else. I mean, the license wouldn't help, but you go by your middle name and everything else. You don't have to, and then when you show it to them, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, my name is Taylor Swift. That's why I go by Joyce.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Taylor Joyce Swift.
Exactly. Just go by your middle name. I'm not buying it completely that this is causing you so much hell. I will buy that maybe people look at your ID and go, really? Because you are young.
Right.
And I guess maybe for a second they think you made a fake ID and just threw the name Taylor Swift on there. But job applications, they really think that you're messing with them. I don't know how applying for a job works. I know you don't meet in person the first time around. You got to just fill out the application, send it in. So maybe they
you
see the name.
You would know if you would have went to LA and got that Muppets thing.
Look, I applied and I got the internship, okay? I mean, that part of it was over. Are we, you know, you've known about this since I met you.
I didn't know the full details.
You did. I have told you. Yeah. I got the internship with Jim Henson Studios, and I decided I couldn't make it work because it was in California. I told you that. And at the time, you were like, why'd you want to be a Muppet? I mean, you did not give me this response that you're giving me now. Now, I understand you've had kids, and that's changed who you are as a person.
You know what?
And you become much more motivational and inspirational and supportive as a father. So now maybe you look at that story a little differently, but you've known about it nonetheless for a long time. My life, there is no evidence that my life, or even reason to believe, that my life would be better if I had taken that shot and moved to California. I know people who did take the shot and moved to California. Hell, my ex took the shot and did it and got a job producing some movies, but had to give up after a couple years, which is probably what would have happened to me. And, well, yeah, but I mean, you know,
up other doors.
Those things are not necessarily related. Just enough with the Jim Henson thing. I don't sit here and, you know, remind you of all the regrets and bad decisions you've made. I don't know what those are. I don't know what you wanted to do, the big chance that you passed up. But I'm sure you've told me at some point, and I'm sure I'll think of it later, there's got to be something. What did Lazlo want to do that he got scared and didn't do? I mean, you joined the Navy when you were 17.
Yeah.
I feel like that was to get out of school and get away from your dad for a while. But when you got done with that, well, you wanted to try and do radio, so you did that immediately. And you wanted to do it in a nicer part of Florida, so then you went and did that.
Yeah.
You have, like, no regrets? You have to have
some
regrets.
Some, but I've never for not trying.
For never taking a shot? There's never a shot that you didn't take, that you had this
throw the ball,
potential
man.
Opportunity?
Throw the ball.
You're telling me now to throw the ball. You want me to reapply?
Yes.
You want me to reapply as a 41-year-old?
Some sort of Muppet thing.
Yeah, and go work
I want
for
you to
Disney.
Get your car and drive to Hollywood.
Okay, I will. I'll go straight to the Disney Plus studios and tell them, hey, I'm here for my internship that you approved in 2001.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news, my man. The
good.
FTC, we were just talking about them.
We're out of booze, aren't we?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yep.
Boy.
I don't see anything. I got root beer.
Not going to work.
Regular and diet.
Not going to work.
Well, you could use some of this money that you might be getting back from the FTC because they have settled this lawsuit over privacy concerns for owners of these devices, and they are giving people their money back.
A huge settlement has been reached in a privacy case involving those Ring security cameras. The Federal Trade Commission is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to consumers as part of a settlement with the Amazon-owned company. The agency says Ring allegedly used customers' private video footage to train algorithms without their consent. The company was also charged with failing to implement key security protections, which enabled hackers to take control of accounts, cameras, and videos.
I figure my camera could easily be hacked by a hacker. I've been to those websites where you can just view cameras aren't secured very well.
What kind of algorithm
are
they learn
see?
From my door?
I don't know. I have no idea. They're training algorithms on what? What people look like? How to recognize faces? I really don't know. But
it just seems like an odd thing to learn, like what time my mail gets there.
Right.
Like, and I'm sure that all that information is to put into some sort of algorithm, very important. I just don't, I'm trying to figure out what they would get from my front door.
But it also
what
feels like you train
around.
An algorithm. It's something that was non-human that was, quote unquote, viewing this footage. Right.
Right.
Isn't that kind of what it sounds like? It's not like there's someone sitting around watching Laszlo's.
No.
Front
yeah.
Door.
No, I get it. But I'm just curious about what all the data points they would want from what it would see.
Me too.
Now, and I'm sure that, like I said, I'm sure there's plenty of that information that's meaningful to them.
Yeah.
But I just wonder what data points they wanted to train that on. Like, you know. What time cars go by?
How many cars? Yeah,
exactly. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, and to me, I'm kind of surprised that that would be in the world that we live in with the lack of privacy that we have. I'm kind of surprised that that would be a big concern for the government, just because if it is just going into computers to train algorithms as opposed to now saying that someone can easily hack it and watch your video. Okay, I get that. The issue is, you know, personally, if someone were to watch my camera, I mean, there's not much there for them to see. They're going to see people right. walk up to the house, and they're going to see cars driving by, and that's about it. But I understand why, for some people, that could be a concern, especially if they had a stalker or if they had an ex or whatever, and someone was watching their video and using it. I've never heard of a story like that.
Me either.
But maybe they're out there. I don't know. I do have a story for you coming up today about AI, though, and I don't know if you guys saw it, the one involving the guy who worked at the school trying to frame his principal. Have you guys seen the story? Oh, boy, because we wondered when this stuff was going to start to happen, but it's apparently already happening. Anyway, before we get to that, Giselle, the famous supermodel, former wife of Tom Brady, she is being harassed, being followed by a paparazzi.
Okay.
Is that a paparazzi? So, if it's a one, I don't know. A cameraman. And she's trying to get away from him. And a police officer thinks that she's going a little too fast. When the police officer approaches her car, a Mercedes G-Wagon, as he walks up, he asks her to roll down the windows, and the windows only come down a little less than halfway, to the point where you couldn't really see her. But you can hear her saying to the police officer, he's going to get my picture now if I roll this down. There's a cameraman over there trying to get my photo, but the cop makes her roll the window down. Now, I know it's hard to understand, so I'll tell you what she's okay. saying here.
What do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm tired. Everywhere I go, I have these guys after me. Nothing protects me.
Okay, she says, I'm just tired. I want to go. I've got this effing guy following me, and no one protects me, or nothing protects me.
Moments earlier Wednesday, an officer approaches a Mercedes SUV, only to hear this when he asks the driver to roll down the windows. Minutes.
Could you hear it? There's a paparazzi right there.
Later, Boonchin appears on body camera, apparently explaining her driving.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a courtesy. There's nothing I can do about that.
Nobody is talking.
Then the emotional dam appears to burst.
I can do nothing. I just want to leave my mind.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
She said, I'm just trying to live my life. And just before that, she said, it's like he's stalking me. And he says, you know, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
And of course, because she breaks down and the windows are down, I'm sure at that point, whoever the cameraman was got his photos. And, well, I've only seen the body cam footage, which is like, you know, covered in every network, every outlet.
Right, and now it's everything she didn't want.
The cameraman probably didn't even need the picture.
But she's saying, please stop this guy from taking pictures of me. He's like, not only will I do that, I'll release body cam footage of you crying right now. Like,
guess what? I'm a cameraman, lady. And I'll be. And I'm sure it dinged in his head like, oh, that guy is trying to get a picture for us. Probably worth a lot of money. And then he goes in like, hey, Sarge, can I turn this stuff over? You know, just in case. I want to make sure everyone knows that I'm dealing with them properly. I wonder what the penalty would be if an officer of the law had body cam footage that was worth money. Because
now, how do they get
celebrity.
It? How do they get the body cam footage?
I don't know. A lot of times the body cam footage is public or whatever.
If he didn't write her a ticket.
Yeah, he just gave her a warning. I don't know.
Right. You know what I mean? So that said, how would anybody know to look for body cam footage
Maybe the cameraman did
the
get his picture
out. That would be the only way,
out.
Because
maybe he got
if he didn't write
first.
Her a ticket, then nobody... I'm sure they have... TMZ and everybody else has just a ton of interns who moved to California, who just search, you know, any popular name that's been pulled over, gotten a ticket, whatever, and then they search for that footage. But if she didn't get a ticket, how would anybody even know?
Right. No, you're probably right. They probably did release the picture, and that's how people decided to go find that body cam footage later. Because I don't know when this happened. I don't, you know, whenever I see body cam footage, I always assume that this happened a while back. The date on it was... No, because the date was 4/24. That's the body cam footage. So that's odd because usually the body cam footage is delayed by more than that. Unless it's something, you know, that's making big news. Certainly bigger than Giselle crying. It does suck. I mean, again, I know. Yeah. I'm feeling sorry for this rich, beautiful woman. I get it. But it does suck. And she's looking at this cop like, he's chasing me. He's stalking me. And the cop is just like, there's nothing I can do about that. What's interesting to me is that in a small town, if someone was chasing someone around with a camera like that and a cop pulled you over and you said, this person is chasing me and this woman's, you know, in tears, I could see a small town officer being like, who's chasing you? that guy over there and that officer going over
talking
there.
Talking to him.
Exactly. Being like, hey, what are you doing? Leave her alone or I'm going to.
Right. But also, that guy in a small town wouldn't know his legal rights like the paparazzi do. And they wouldn't be like, hey, talk to me 2 more minutes. I'll sue the whole goddamn department.
Yep.
That's why this guy's like, there's nothing I can do because, by the way,
this is,
you know,
TMZ
back
land.
In the 50s, we tried it once and, you know, MGM sued us and we didn't have any cops.
So
now we just kill black people.
We know the rules here and we're used to it. And you're in the area where there's a lot of cameramen. Like we've always said, you know, you can get away from them. Not to say that you can get away from them all the time, but you can get away from them.
I mean, I get it, but you have to be in that thing where you were, like we talk about Demi Moore or whatever, but, you know, she ain't working.
Right. Exactly.
So if you're Giselle and you still want to work, you kind of got to be there.
Yeah. And
like
also,
I tried to tell you about the Muppets. I mean, you ain't getting a Muppets gig in St. Joe.
And you got to share custody of your kids. So, you know, what are you going to do? Well, I guess you could probably fly a private jet or something. But anyhow, still, you know, it's...
Where's Tom live now?
I feel bad. I don't know where he permanently lives. He has that house that they showed in that documentary about...
That was in Tampa.
About the Tuck rule?
Yeah, that was in Tampa.
That one wasn't... Oh, yeah, of course, that would have been in Tampa.
They walked out, it was in the ocean.
Yeah. I knew that it was on the ocean. I guess in my mind, I just thought, like, maybe that he's got this mansion somewhere in California or wherever. I didn't know for sure. But that would make sense. He was still playing.
I wonder where he lives now.
I don't know. But, I mean, seems like he's wanting to do a lot of TV-type stuff. He, you know, done that movie stuff with the whatever that old lady Tom Brady movie was called. What was that called? 80 for Brady. Yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
You're a big fan. I thought maybe you'd check it out. A big Lily Tomlin fan.
I do like Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, she's the best. Southwest Airlines. Personally, not a fan of Southwest, and I know that Laszlo's not a fan either. The reason we're not fans of Southwest is because of the thing that they do that makes most people fans of Southwest, which is no assigned seating. I don't like checking in 24 hours in advance to the second to try and get into Group A and then fighting with a horde of people to try and get to my seat. Now, I know you might say, oh, well, that's privilege. You know, you just go and you can afford to pay extra for whatever seat. Well, no, not exactly, because I'd rather sit in the back of the plane. Whatever the worst seat is, I'll take it.
As long as I know that I have it and it's there.
Yeah, as long as I get on the plane.
Fight for it.
Right. But I'd rather sit there.
Right, me too. And even when I didn't have kids, now that I have kids, it's like, now I got to go in, I got to find 3 seats together.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Right.
I hadn't even thought of that you have to try and find a group of seats together, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get them.
People are always bitching on the internet, like, why should I move?
Right, of course.
I remember I did it one time, and I said, hey, you know, we kind of all three of us like to sit together, and the person was like, well, I'm not moving. So I actually set my baby down next to him.
I remember
you
telling me that.
And the person was like, oh, and I'm like, well, you got him.
Right, that's how it works.
I'll be in the back drinking margaritas, man, whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand why people
I'm sure he thought my older son was going to sit down.
Right. He's like, nope, fine. And then there's a baby. But maybe I wonder if you polled people, if the majority of people.
He lives in Miami.
If you polled people, do the majority of people who love Southwest, are they single? You know, are they traveling for business and that sort of thing? Because, yeah, I'm with you. If you have a family, a significant other, or especially kids, and you got to try and get seats together, I don't know why you'd like it. Anyway, the big news is that Southwest might be getting rid of it.
The next time you fly on Southwest Airlines, the boarding process could look a little different. The airline is considering changes to its signature single-class open seating cabins. Southwest, of course, is well known and loved for its first-come, first-seated boarding policy. But the airline is looking to drive up revenue. And for the first time, is weighing a more traditional seating model. No final decision has been announced yet. And if you're wondering, don't worry, Southwest has checked bags. It'll still be free.
Okay, so they're considering it. They're weighing it. Let's call them and make sure. Where can we vote? I guess you don't have to call anybody anymore. I will go online right now to Southwest website and find a place to submit a comment and say, hey, I heard you guys are weighing getting rid of this. Get rid of it. Because if Southwest had assigned seats, that would be a game changer, Laszlo.
Yeah.
I don't even look at Southwest flights when I'm flying.
Me neither.
Right? If it says Southwest, I'm like, well, not going to happen. And Brooke doesn't like it either. But, you know, there's a lot of Southwest flights out of Kansas City. It probably has more flight. I don't know. Is Southwest fly out of Kansas City more than any other single airline? It might. I wouldn't be surprised if someone said that it did. So it does limit your choices a lot when you're looking for stuff.
Yeah, it does.
If they added assigned seats, that would be huge. Oh, hey, real quick. I know we got to take a break, but remember yesterday we were talking about Weinstein and his New York conviction being overturned. And we said, look, he's still got to do this time in California and all that. Will they retry him? do the victims of Weinstein, you know, they might want justice, though. They might feel like this is somehow not justice, his conviction being overturned. Or do they think, no, they got him, he's in jail, and that's it? Well, we got our answer already. They're furious. I mean, Ashley Judd was speaking in front of a crowd yesterday about it. Like, this is not justice, and they do want him retried in New York.
For the more than 100 accusers of Harvey Weinstein, the New York appeals court decision to overturn his conviction hit hard.
My first reaction was a total visceral one. Our hands were shaking so much.
Actor Ashley Judd, who publicly accused Weinstein of sexually harassing her, speaking out.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal.
Okay, so I get it. You guys are the victims. If you're, you know, upset about this and you think, you know, him being locked up in California is not enough, you need justice for your specific case,
there you go.
Then go ahead, retry him, which I'm sure that they will as soon as the attorney's done doing his thing. You guys said the attorney or the prosecutor is the same one prosecuting
Trump?
That's what
Snowcone said. I have no idea.
That's right. He's nodding his head in there. Okay. All right. We got to take a break. And then coming up here, we'll talk about Reggie Bush and a couple other things. But I got to tell you about this really crazy AI story. It involves AI and it involves trying to bring someone down at work using AI. And this is the first time I've seen something like this, the first time I've seen one of these stories. But we knew it was coming. So I'm sure it won't be the last. And I'll explain.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We're finishing the news, my
good.
Man.
Talk to me, you big gangly prick.
Well, a guy in Florida buys a 2023 Dodge Charger Hellcat.
Nice.
He buys it as a tribute to his late mother because...
Her name was Hellcat Jones.
No.
Sally Hellcat Jones.
I guess...
like a racehorse.
Whoa. Okay. I think he wanted some sort of memorial. Her favorite color was purple, so he customized this car.
Yeah.
It's purple, and it says, you know, like in loving
Sally
memory
Hellcat
of...
Sally Hellcat Jones.
Yeah, whatever.
The
Sally
big purple
Hellcat.
Bitch.
And in order for her to be able to... go with him wherever he went in this car, you know, for her to get to ride around in this car, he kept her ashes in this car with him because, you know, he bought the car for her. He wanted her to be able to experience it. So he's got her ashes in there. Well, in the middle of the night one night, someone steals his car.
Son of a bitch. He doesn't
hear a thing. So he thinks they rolled it out down the street before they started it because it's loud. It's a Hellcat. It's got that supercharger on it. He would have heard it if someone had started it up in his driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have pushed it down the street and gotten away with it. Well, I mean, it's bad enough.
Maybe his mom drove it.
It could be. Could be. It's bad enough that they took the car, this very special car. They took the ashes.
Yeah.
But these thieves must have some sort of a conscience because
they brought the ashes back. Sally Hellcat
opens up the mailbox and there's his mother's ashes. So they took the time to come back and put the ashes in the mailbox. They did not bring the car back.
Well, that's nice of them.
And the police are still looking for the car. You know, it's a very noticeable car because it is quite bright purple, and it does say in memory of. Now, they may have removed some of these decals by now. Mm. I don't know. But still, it's a very conspicuous vehicle. So
they got some good heart. They still got a good heart. It's just they mind messed up.
Well, he says they got a good heart, but their minds are messed up.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
They brought the ashes back. He'd like him to bring the car back. Maybe the ashes were just the beginning of them starting to feel that little...
Bring it back in parts?
Yeah, you know, they're starting to feel that conscience. Jiminy Cricket speaking up and saying, hey, you can't do this. It's not just
what
a car.
Jiminy Cricket?
Wasn't he the conscience in Pinocchio?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Whatever, the conscience
Your
speaking up.
Lost on me.
The conscience is speaking up and saying, hey, look, this isn't just a Hellcat. This was a tribute to this guy's late mother. And, you know we know he lost his mom and dad, and he's very upset about it, and he's got his mom's ashes in the car, and this whole thing's a tribute to her. Well, I feel bad. And someone said, all right, take the ashes back. So they took the ashes back. And maybe they'll start feeling guilty enough that they bring the car back, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Hellcat,
just done it all
Hellcat would be pretty sweet. I'll tell you this. If someone said to me right now, listen, I will give you a 2023 Dodge Charger Hellcat. For free. But you got to know that it was stolen from a guy who spent his money on it as a tribute to his mother and put her name on it and stuff. He'd be like, yeah.
I don't know his mother. Well, yeah, I mean, I probably do. But
you probably do. I don't. So, yeah, I'll take it. Bring it over here. Let's get those decals off. Let's get to that quickly. Speaking of which, the same people that can do the window tinting should be able to do the decal removal for the stolen car. Did you ever get a window tinter yesterday?
I didn't. No one contacted me.
I didn't see anything.
You need a window tinter.
I'm telling you, it's a lost art. It's a lost art. I think we're going to have a tough time with this one. Okay. Artificial intelligence.
His mother is War Machine. What now, Slim?
Yeah, okay, then no. Well, his mother's
Sally
dead.
War Machine.
His mother's War Machine, but he's not War Machine. Mm. I mean, I assume that you mean he's War Machine if his mother. Yeah, okay. If it's War Machine's car, no. Yeah, you can keep it. So we've talked about.
Why? Because it's a piece of crap because he drove it?
No, because I don't want him coming to kick my ass.
Sissified?
No, because I don't want to steal a car from him.
Why do you always call that guy a bitch?
I don't. You two do. I've literally never done that. AI deepfakes. People have been worried about this. What if someone gets a call from the president that gives the launch codes or says, you know, hey, do this, or even a deepfake video, and they think they're speaking to someone important, and they make decisions based on this? What if someone tries to ruin someone's life with a deepfake? I mean, deepfake-ish porn has been around a long time, and now there's a lot more of it, and you see these celebrities getting upset about it. And as a matter of fact, I think, didn't Taylor Swift, we talked about it, win some sort of something because they had to take some of that deepfake porn off
the
internet?
Steve Beamer says the quote is, because F War Machine's dead mother.
Yeah, nope, never said that. I doubt she's dead. Well, now this has happened. A guy in Maryland, a high school athletic director in Maryland, was being investigated because he had allegedly misused some school funds. He had allegedly paid his roommate a couple of thousand dollars, $2,000 or $3,000, and said that roommate was a girl soccer coach at the school, which he was not.
Okay.
The principal of the school found out about this and launched this investigation into the athletic director. The athletic director was angry about this investigation.
Sure.
So he allegedly used artificial intelligence tools to mimic the principal's voice and, quote unquote, catch this principal saying racist and anti-Semitic things and released it. This was a big deal. The principal has had to have police protection at his house because of the death threats that he's been getting from people who heard this audio of him being a racist anti-Semite. As the police looked into this, they supposedly found, well, they can send, the audio to some sort of expert who can try and decide whether or not it's real. And the expert said they didn't think it was. And then on top of that, as the police dig further, they go to this guy's computer, the athletic director's computer, and find that he's been using artificial intelligence to try and mimic someone's voice. So now he's in trouble for faking this entire thing.
High school athletic director under arrest for allegedly framing a Baltimore principal with AI-generated audio.
I'm the principal here, me and only me.
Dazon Darian charged with disrupting school activities after investigators say he manipulated Pikesville High School principal Eric Eiswirth's voice and spread offensive audio on social media in January.
That's rude.
The audio, which sparked widespread outrage, included disparaging remarks about Black and Jewish students and parents, and even mentioned Darian by his nickname.
And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black out of here one way or another.
Take a listen to how similar Eiswirth's actual voice.
As student athletes, you have won county, region, and state championships with grace and humility.
Is to the one suspected to be AI generated.
How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Eiswirth denied ever making the comments, and police now confirm the audio was fake.
I mean, the fact that he's got that audio in there of him saying, I'm going to drag his black ass out and whatever. When I heard it, it just sounds like, oh my God, I can't believe this principal is saying all this stuff. There's nothing about it where you go, is that a little bit, something sound off about that? Is it maybe AI generated? We're well past those days.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if someone releases this stuff, you're going to believe it. Now, of course.
If you really say it, you can just say someone faked it.
That's the thing. Silver lining here is that now you can say, oh, that wasn't me. It's all been deepfaked.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bad probably outweighs the good in this scenario with people trying to bring other people down. But this is like a a gotcha moment. And this is also not some tech expert, somebody who worked at NVIDIA or whatever, Microsoft. It's an athletic director at a school who was apparently upset with the principal because he's being investigated and decides to make this guy look bad. And it worked. They caught the athletic director. He was about to board a flight to Houston from Baltimore. I don't know if he was deciding he was going to run, if he knew that the police were on to him or what. But he had a gun in his checked luggage, and it wasn't properly stored in his checked luggage.
$1,000?
Well, I think at this point it might have been over the faking of the AI.
He did all this over.
He faked the AI over this investigation, like he was going to lose his job over this, I guess. And that's what he was upset about. Allegedly. You know, that's what they think. They know that there was this investigation, so they assume that he was mad that this principal was looking into him and potentially that he was going to lose his job. So they found that he'd been using Bing Chat and OpenAI. Which I mean, I guess same things.
Do you know how to do it? I wouldn't even know how to do it.
We tried to find something that would simulate a voice. Now, I've found things that will simulate celebrities' voices. Those are easy to find. I have also found things that say they will simulate a voice with, you know, an example. You have to give it, whatever, 60 seconds of an example. But it costs money. I have not found it for free yet.
Yeah, everything I've found, it costs money.
So I don't know if this guy paid for this.
How much?
Or... it was like the things I saw were pieces of software where you sign up for a subscription to a hundred and some dollar a month software or whatever. So,
but because we have so much audio of our voices, we could, I mean, it could be damn near perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they say, what are they down to now? They said that they need, it's
like 20 seconds.
It's, yeah, it used to be like 10 minutes.
Could you imagine if we did snow cones? It was like, hey, boss.
Right.
That's all it did.
We don't need the AI.
Hey, boss.
Like, that's just you guys making fun of them. We're like, no, it's ChatGPT, this thing's gotten really, really good. Really good. It is scary, though. And they're using it, of course, to scam elderly people, as they always do. They're calling their homes and saying, hey, it's your grandkid, it's your kid, I'm in jail, or I need money for rent, or whatever it is. And, of course, they believe it. If you can spoof the number, you could already do, to make it look like it's your grandson, Jimmy, and then say, hey, it's me. Or you don't need to because you can say, I'm at jail, and this is the number from the jail, whatever. And that's that. And they say old people, please. I mean, I'm sure they could trick me with AI. I'm not constantly thinking all the time,
no,
is this audio real? Is this person on the other end of the line real? Is this? I don't think that. If I see a video and they say, like that Giselle thing, I wasn't like, I wonder if AI generated Giselle in this video. No, I'm not thinking about that. So if someone here at work said, hey, did you hear? They got audio of our boss saying horrible things in our office.
And yeah, I would
like,
just believe it.
And if I heard it, I'd be like, oh, my God. I would not think, oh, they probably just went to Bing.
After a minute, I'd be like, he better say it's AI.
Right. I need to start thinking like that, I guess, because it's a real thing and it's happening. And it's happening at a Maryland high school with an athletic director, which I assume an athletic director is like the coach, right? I mean,
no, they're in charge of all the sports. They, like high schools have it. No, like they're in charge of the sports. Yeah, you probably did.
I'm sure we probably did. I just assumed that whoever it was also a coach of one of the teams probably, right?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
That's a real job.
I'm not saying it's not a real job.
It's a real job in and of its own.
Okay, and they decide like what sports the school is going to have
and get funding probably, and
okay,
hire coaches, fire coaches.
Well, speaking of sports, LSU baseball must be pretty big. I don't know.
That's good.
This guy is sure a fan. Did you see the guy who got hit in the head with the home run ball?
Mm-mm.
He got hit in the head with a home run ball, and the thing is, he's been coming to these games for a long time, and he always brings a glove with him. He's got his glove. And not only did he miss it, but then someone else takes the ball. Like,
I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Being off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday, I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
It's so crazy that there are, I just didn't say crazy, but kind of nice that there are fans like that of, non-professional baseball teams.
Oh, yeah,
we've been talking about that for a long time, how it's just
Just certain schools, just, though.
In
yeah.
certain parts of the country. Yeah. yeah
people, and even then, just certain schools.
Certain schools.
Yeah. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, there's 19 jobs that'll make you 150K.
These are the
you
19
jobs. You say you can do all of them.
That'll make, no, no, no. I said, let's guess how many we think we could at least, if we're not qualified for, we could at least fake and try and apply for and maybe have a chance. I said there might be five, but I haven't looked at the whole list. I only looked at the first couple. So, it's you know, like I said, there's a lot of jobs that pay over 150 grand. These are the 19, though, that they decided to list because they managed to find people who were discussing, you know, I do this job, and this is how much I make. Now, the first one, air traffic controller, can't fake that one. Not even for a day. There's no way I could fake that. I assume that you have to have a certification thing right there on your resume. There's no, like, internship to be an air traffic controller. The person that they talked to said, hey, I'm an air traffic controller.
People love it, though.
They're hiring, and I'm making $237,000. Or I made $237,000 last year. So, okay, designer for a Fortune 100 company. This person said they just turned 30. And that they started making $62K at their first gig, and it only took them 6 years. Now they're making $170K plus a 20% annual bonus. So I don't know.
Well, I don't know what a designer
how to
is.
Design stuff. You know, like a graphic designer for a big company. You know, I think you go to school for that and learn how to use
Photoshop.
What do you use? Photoshop, Canva, one of sure. something like that. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. Okay. So not qualified for that. All right. There's got to be one on here next. I'm a ship captain. I make $250,000 for 180 days of work a year. A ship captain, like a Carnival cruise ship captain. 250K, huh? You might be able to fake that. You were in the Navy.
Yeah, the
Navy
I
part.
Could fake 90% of it.
But once you get up there in that control room.
No, I could do
called.
That. It
you
would
could?
Be the yeah, it would be the
there's so many buttons.
Nah. Plus they have people drive it for you. You could do all that. It's the parking, the docking.
Well, that's going to be
park.
Real difficult. I'm going to have everyone else do that. But I feel like just even the first things that I say, but like, all right, get us heading at a such and such bearing. I don't know.
You got it. Easy.
I would have to at least watch
all
someone
forward
do
2 inches.
While.
You got it.
Yeah. If I could just spy on someone doing it for a little while, then I could give it a shot. The next one, a psychotherapist.
Well, I could do that.
This person says they own their own practice and they make about $165,000 a year. I don't know what
I
a
fake that.
Psychotherapist is. You give therapy to psychos?
Yeah.
What's a psychotherapist?
Talk about people's mental health. You
I
can
mean,
do that.
Which the one? You can be a therapist without like getting
well,
a college
all different
degree.
Kinds of stuff. There's counselors and then
and you,
psychologists and psychiatrists. There's right. all different
isn't,
categories.
Isn't there like a certified therapist that doesn't require a college degree where you can...
I'm sure.
I think there is. And then you can even start your own therapy company or whatever and say
I bet you
I'm
there's a the certification office. For drug and alcohol counselor that doesn't require a four-year degree. I bet there is.
Right. Like I you know, the offices of Slimfast therapy for everyone. And then that's it. I don't know what a therapist who doesn't have a college degree gets paid, but I'll bet it's pretty good. And this person says $165,000 for the psychotherapist. That's one I think we could do. We could pretend to be therapists. I actually think that we could get some sort of certification from someone for some type of therapy.
I do
with not
that,
a ton of work, and I think
you
we could
just
do that
say
one.
Life coach.
Exactly. You could just do that.
Yeah.
Life coach therapy. Yeah, that's one for sure. That's the first one I think you do. Okay, the next one says they work on aircrafts. Yeah, okay.
Nope.
I can't do that. $250,000 a year, love what I do. Yeah, not going to happen. Okay, now, I don't know if this is true or not, but this person says, I walk dogs. I made $210,000 last year. I have seven part-time employees who do it under me. They get paid $25 an hour. I charge $50 an hour. I'm on track to make $275,000 this year.
Right.
What
well,
city
gotta
are
those,
you in?
You just got to get those clients.
Yeah, but what city are you in? $50 an hour? I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe you could find enough people in a city like this to walk dogs day in and day out. Because I think these dog walkers, they go into the house, right? They have like a key a lot of times, and they go get the dogs out of the house. Is that what they do?
Know. Probably.
I think so. Or apartment, or whatever it is. And then they take the dogs for a walk and then bring them back and then go get the next batch. And you see the people, they've got the special leash holder thing on their waist so that the leashes don't get all tied up and they can easily have, I mean, in the picture they posted, this person was walking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dogs at a time. And you're charging
$50 an hour
for each one. So
it's an hour. That's $300
Not bad. If you can keep walking all day. I don't know how you get the clients, but I suppose you got to start somewhere. I think I could do that one. We could be dog walkers. We could figure that one out. Three of us. Not saying that we, you know, be the best dog walkers in town, the most consistent.
We could figure it out.
But we could figure out a way to do that at least for a while. And that's all I asked earlier. It was a job that you could at least fake for a while. The next one, commercial HVAC technician. Yeah, no, I got to go to school for that. I don't know. Could I fake it? I mean, just tell
you
someone like,
do your own.
Hey, I'm an HVAC pro. Yeah, but if I go with a team like some of these guys, I could just be the guy who's handing tools. You know, like, yep, done HVAC for a while. Just make a fake resume. Have ChatGPT help me out with that.
No, they're going to ask you for and something. Then, you're not going to know what
it is. What are they? They're going to, right, but I could do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it for a year, I guess. This person says that they made $200,000 last year. Well, they made just over $200,000 last year. They had no college debt. Best decision they ever made was getting that training. Okay, next one is, I'm a lineman. With that said, plenty of us blue-collar tradespeople make well over $200,000 to $300,000 a year. Don't sleep on the trades. Okay, yes, I get that. But I do think that those high-paying jobs like that, the blue-collar, the linesman jobs, whatever, they are very hard to get, right? And people are fighting for those jobs.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's like rent control in New York or something. If one of those jobs comes up, there are people waiting to get that job. It's not like back in the day when everyone was moving to Detroit go work on the line because they needed help. I think now it's they've got the help. There's people who are waiting for them. Next person. Okay, I think we could do this. I'm a tire shop manager.
Oh, they make $200,000?
No, $150,000. Remember, that's the rule. At least $150,000. They said I made $150,000 last year. I'm an ex-felon with a GED.
That's me.
There's
How do
another
I manage
one.
A tire
you
shop?
Said that there was none of these that we could do. This one is, I mean, it's written for us. Look at that. Ex-felon with a GED. That is you. And you already know what the look is. Who's that coach for the Rams?
Jeff Fisher.
That's who I imagine is writing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He leaves out the part where he used to be an NFL coach.
We could do it.
Laszlo always had Jeff Fisher look like
the manager of Firestone.
Manager of a Goodyear or Firestone, yeah. Yeah, managed a tire shop, $150,000. You know what? My brother's best friend manages a fire. Well, I don't know if he's a manager, but he works at a Firestone, and he's some sort of, they have so many different levels of management. I know he works 6 days a week. Or maybe he works 5, but I know he works Saturdays. He might get Sunday and Monday off, but I think he might just get Sunday off. He does work kind of long hours, but he says he loves the job. And I mean, he's worked there for a while. I see him fairly regularly. He's always in a good mood. And whenever you ask him about the job, he's like, I love it here. I don't know what he makes, but if he becomes a manager, maybe he can make $150,000 a year. I wish I knew which tire shop this person was working at. Okay, the next one. I'm the director of operations at a solar company. Says I own an aquarium business. Well, that's separate. Okay, so he's making $130,000 for the solar company, and then the aquarium business made $20,000 for him last year.
He goes and cleans people's tanks, like, you know, in businesses and stuff.
Okay, and then through stock trading and investing, he averages another $65,000 a year. Okay, well, look, buddy, we're not looking for. Yeah, well, I'm looking for one thing here. Okay, next one, IT risk specialist. I have a broad background in IT. I was a developer for a while and did project management, blah, blah, blah. Says I make $150,000, over $150,000. In addition, I work 10 hours a week in the evenings teaching cybersecurity online and make an additional $25,000. So he's making $175,000 a year. We knew that, but you can't fake IT stuff.
No, just
you
the
gotta
terminology.
You got to know something about it first, so you have to go get trained. The next one, let's see, this person, this can't be true, works 3 days per week, makes $500,000 a year. He learned how to install and fix air compressors working at ADM and then quit and started his own business. What's ADM? He's just fixing air compressors?
I don't know.
That sounds... $500,000 a year with this business where you fix air compressors? There's that many air compressors that need help? Are we talking commercial?
Yeah,
I'm going to mechanics and fixing all their air compressors everywhere?
Probably on the line.
Probably a specialized enough job that they're in demand and they're like, hey, we'll pay you more to get your
first... And when they break down, it's probably a big deal.
Okay, he might make $500,000 a year if he started his own company. Next guy makes $164,000 a year working 96 night shifts a year in a union hospital as a night shift nurse. I can't fake that. I was hoping he was going to say janitor.
Oh, yeah.
Could you be a union janitor and do 97 night shifts? I could definitely do that, or 96, whatever it was. Okay, we can't fake that one. Let's see. Next one. My wife and I went to work for a large insurance company. She worked hard and got promoted many times, and she now makes about $250,000 a year plus extra retirement perks. Other agents were making double that and more in commercial insurance. We could be insurance salesmen.
Yeah. I don't know what they do, but yeah, we could do that.
We could be insurance salesmen. We can figure it out. Next person owns a trucking company. We can't do that. They make,
why not? All I have to do is buy trucks.
My husband and I just bought this truck in 2009, and it grew from there. You definitely have to network in the fields, and you serve, blah, blah, blah.
You
she
do
doesn't
that.
Actually say what she makes.
You
she
already
said she
had
makes
a bunch of truck stops sucking all day.
Whoa.
So, I mean, just tell them they can work for you now.
Yeah, I don't think we can just start buying big rigs and renting them. We're not going to figure that out.
That's what they call you, right?
We're not going to figure that
big
out.
Big rig?
By the way, it took her 15 years or whatever, so no, we can't do that.
Yeah, but she wasn't doing what you were doing. She wasn't a lot lizard like you.
Next one, electrical engineer. Yeah, we can't do that. We'll never be able to do that. Plus, Laszlo's scared of Lou Gehrig's, and I heard once that getting electrocuted can increase your risk. So, next person, project manager for a medical device manufacturing industry. Ooh, that's my sister-in-law's brother. He's very, very, very wealthy. And that's what he does is medical equipment manufacturing. He sells like hospital beds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Guy's loaded. Yeah, takes a whole family on these exotic vacations. Of course, my brother gets to go. I'm not really related in the sense that she's my sister-in-law, so you know he doesn't bring us, but still pretty nice. This guy says he makes $500,000 a year doing that. We can't fake that one. Construction and welding. Now, we'd have to be taught how to weld.
I think that's hard.
Construction part, we could follow people around and be a crappy carpenter until we figure out how to do things. I think you might be able to fake that for a little while. This person says, I only have a high school diploma. I make $180,000 a year. Welding. Duh. I'm telling you,
welding. You got to go to welding school.
Welding,
HVAC.
Certificates. Those trades that we all should have been taught. Now,
sound hard, though.
There's a regret. Forget about Jim Henson.
They sound hard. Jim Henson would have been fun.
Yes, but we could have figured out welding.
That sounds hard. That mass downs hot.
Okay, well, we could have figured out HVAC.
People do that in, you know, the steel plants and All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise. Looked hot. They hated it.
Do underwater welding. Those guys make even more money.
Because it's dangerous. Drown down there.
No, but it's not hot. I don't know.
It's hot down there, too.
I'm just saying a trade would have been nice. I mean, that if we're talking about regrets, that's a regret. We could have done HVAC.
You got it.
Could have been
trade
for that. And the
You're
final
a puppeteer.
One. The final one, this person
puppeteer.
Says. They work full-time remote software engineer, actually doing it for two companies. Each pays $160,000 a year, so she makes $320,000 annually. Work about 30 hours per week tops. I'm 30 and have been doing this for 2 years. A remote software engineer. I don't know what that means. We can't do that.
Mm.
We can't do that. What are they doing? Updating people's computers remotely? Or
how much do you get paid?
Fixing their problems?
Lizard.
Not enough. Not over $150,000 a year.
Even when you walk dainty?
Not to mention the
I
risk.
I don't believe that.
There's a lot of risks involved.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Are we done?
That's it.
Are you going to watch the NFL draft tonight?
I thought it already happened.
They have more than one day.
Round 2.
Oh, now they're splitting it up. They're really milking this thing, huh?
It's been taking a long time yesterday.
Round 2 tonight?
Yeah, and then 3 and 4.
Christ.
Over the weekend, I think.
God.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they just picked up the pace, we could get through this in a night. But it's big
like
fanfare.
Baseball.
People have to come up on stage.
Yeah, plus they, you know, they want to let people trade.
Oh, well, yeah, they got to make those deals.
Yeah.
Laszlo thinks they didn't need to. Laszlo's questioning Veach.
Are you surprised the Bills traded with him again?
Yes, I am. I just wouldn't do it if I were the Bills. But maybe they're looking for revenge.
And they think this is...
I don't know who they're going to get for
somehow
that.
Revenge. Yeah, I mean,
after telling Stephon Diggs he could go anywhere except the Chiefs.
Right.
Then they trade with him,
and the Chiefs get a wide receiver. I wouldn't trade with him.
I can't believe they did.
Well, this guy's fast.
He is fast.
I saw somebody saying he's not very big, but it doesn't matter. He's tough.
He's fast. Tough.
It might have been Andy Reid saying it. He's tough. I read his stats in college there. Woo wee.
Yeah, he's fast.
Man, not just his speed, his numbers.
Yeah. Beach we trust.
Yeah. So it looks like he's pretty good football.
You guys
want to
watch it? Let's watch it. Come on over.
We can watch it right here. We don't have to leave.
What's it on? We don't have cable.
ABC or something like that.
Figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It might even be put on YouTube. We'll check. We'll figure it out. Let's get some pizza up here, and we'll watch day two of the...
I like that.
Of the what? Forget it.
College draft. NFL
home.
Draft.
I'm going to go home.
Come on.
We'll watch college sports girls. Together.
No, I'm good.
You've been trying to get us into college sports
seriously,
forever.
Seriously, we're
this'll teach us
you
something.
You guys aren't really staying, so...
I'll order pizza.
Yeah, I'll go get tall girls.
Fine, I'm in.
Okay. I got to figure out how to watch this thing, Snowcone. Give me about an hour.
Okay.
And I'll have
good
it figured
show,
out.
Xavier Worthy. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, there's 19 jobs that'll make you 150K.
These are the 19
jobs. You say you can do all of them.
That'll make No. I said, let's guess how many we think we could at least, if we're not qualified for, we could at least fake and try and apply for and maybe have a chance. I said there might be five, but I haven't looked at the whole list. I only looked at the first couple. So, it's like I said, there's a lot of jobs that pay over 150 grand. These are the 19, though, that they decided to list because they managed to find people who were discussing, I do this job and this is how much I make. Now, the first one, air traffic controller, can't fake that one. Not even for a day. There's no way I could fake that. I assume that you have to have a certification thing your resume. There's no internship to be an air traffic controller. The person that they talked to said, "Hey, I'm an air traffic
people
controller.
People love it though.
They're hiring, and I'm making $237,000. Or I made $237,000 last year. So, okay, designer for a Fortune 100 company. This person said they just turned 30. And that they started making $62K at their first gig, and it only took them 6 years. Now they're making $170K plus a 20% annual bonus. So I don't know.
I don't know what a designer
how to design stuff. Like a graphic designer for a big company. I think you go to school for that and learn how to use
Photoshop.
What do you use? Photoshop, Canva, something like that. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. Okay. So not qualified for that. All right. There's got to be one on here next. I'm a ship captain. I make $250,000 for 180 days of work a year. A ship captain, like a Carnival cruise ship captain. 250K, huh? You might be able to fake that. You were in the Navy?
Yeah, the
Navy
I
part.
Could fake 90% of it.
But once you get up there in that control room.
No,
I
could do
called.
That. It
you
would
could?
Be the yeah, it would be the
there's so many buttons.
Nah. Plus they have people drive it for you. You could do all that. It's the parking, the docking.
Well, that's going to be
park.
Real difficult. I'm going to have everyone else do that. But I feel like just even the first things that I say, but like, all right, get us heading at a such and such bearing. I don't know.
You got it. Easy.
I would have to at least watch
all
someone
forward
do
2 inches.
Well.
You got it.
Yeah. If I could just spy on someone doing it for a little while, then I could give it a shot. The next one, a psychotherapist.
Well, I could do that.
This person says they own their own practice and they make about $165,000 a year. I don't know what
I
a
fake that.
Psychotherapist is. You give therapy to psychos?
Yeah.
What's a psychotherapist?
Talk about people's mental health. You
I
can
mean,
do that.
Which is the one? You can be a therapist without getting
well,
a college degree.
There's all different kinds of stuff. There's counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists. There's all different categories.
Isn't there a certified therapist that doesn't require a college degree where you can...
I'm sure.
I think there is. And then you can even start your own therapy company or whatever and say
I bet you there's a certification for drug and alcohol counselor that doesn't require a four-year degree. I bet there is.
Right. The offices of Slimfast therapy for everyone. And then that's it. I don't know what a therapist who doesn't have a college degree gets paid, but I'll bet it's pretty good. And this person says $165,000 for the psychotherapist. That's one I think we could do. We could pretend to be therapists. I actually think that we could get some sort of certification from someone for some type of therapy.
I do
with not
that,
a ton of work, and I think
you
we could
just
do that
say
one.
Life coach.
Exactly. You could just do that.
Yeah.
Life coach therapy. Yeah, that's one for sure. That's the first one I think you do. Okay, the next one says they work on aircrafts. I can't do that. $250,000 a year, love what I do. Yeah, not going to happen. Okay, now, I don't know if this is true or not, but this person says, I walk dogs. I made $210,000 last year. I have seven part-time employees who do it under me. They get paid $25 an hour. I charge $50 an hour. I'm on track to make $275,000 this year.
Right.
Well, what city are you in?
You just got to get those clients.
But what city are you in? $50 an hour? I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe you could find enough people in a city like this to walk dogs day in and day out. Because I think these dog walkers, they go into the house, right? They have like a key a lot of times, and they go get the dogs out of the house. Is that what they do?
Probably.
I think so. Or apartment, or whatever it is. And then they take the dogs for a walk and then bring them back and then go get the next batch. And you see the people, they've got the special leash holder thing on their waist so that the leashes don't get all tied up and they can easily have, I mean, in the picture they posted, this person was walking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dogs at a time, and you're charging
$50 an hour
for each one. So
an hour, that's $300
Not bad if you can keep walking all day. I don't know how you get the clients, but I suppose you got to start somewhere. I think I could do that one. We could be dog walkers. We could figure that one out. Three of us. Not saying that we'd be the best dog walkers in town, the most consistent.
We could figure it out.
But we could figure out a way to do that at least for a while. And that's all I asked earlier. It's a job that you could at least fake for a while. The next one, commercial HVAC technician. Yeah, no, you got to go to school for that. I don't know. Could I fake it? I mean, just tell
you
someone like,
do your own.
Hey, I'm an HVAC person. Yeah, but if I go with a team like some of these guys, I could just be the guy who's handing tools. Yep, done HVAC for a while. Just make a fake resume. Have ChatGPT help me out with that.
No, they're going to ask you for something.
And
you're not going to know what it is.
What are they? But I could do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it for a year, I guess. This person says that they made $200,000 last year. Well, they made just over $200,000 last year. They have no college debt. Best decision they ever made was getting that training. Okay, next one is I'm a lineman. With that said, plenty of us blue-collar tradespeople make well over $200,000 to $300,000 a year. Don't sleep on the trades. Okay, yes, I get that. But I do think that those high-paying jobs like that, the blue-collar, the linesman jobs, whatever, they are very hard to get, right? And people are fighting for those jobs.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's like rent control in New York or something. If one of those jobs comes up, there are people waiting to get that job. It's not like back in the day when everyone was moving to Detroit to go work on the line because they needed help. I think now it's they've got the help. There's people who are waiting for them. Next person. Okay, I think we could do this. I'm a tire shop manager.
Oh, they make $200,000?
No, $150,000. Remember, that's the rule. At least $150,000. They said I made $150,000 last year. I'm an ex-felon with a GED.
That's me.
There's another
one.
You said that there was none of these that we could do. This one is, it's written for us. Look at that. Ex-felon with the GED, that is you. And you already know what the look is. Who's that coach for the Rams?
Jeff Fisher.
That's who I imagine is writing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He leaves out the part where he used to be an NFL coach.
We could do it.
Laszlo always said Jeff Fisher looked like
a manager of Firestone.
Manager of a Goodyear or Firestone, yeah. Yeah, managed a tire shop, $150,000. You know what? My brother's best friend manages a fire. Well, I don't know if he's a manager, but he works at a Firestone, and he's some sort of, they have so many different levels of management. I know he works 6 days a week. Or maybe he works 5, but I know he works Saturdays. He might get Sunday and Monday off, but I think he might just get Sunday off. He does work kind of long hours, but he says he loves the job. And, I mean, he's worked there for a while. I see him fairly regularly. He's always in a good mood. And whenever you ask him about the job, he's like, I love it here. I don't know what he makes, but if he becomes a manager, maybe he can make $150,000 a year. I wish I knew which tire shop this person was working at. Okay, the next one. I'm the director of operations at a solar company. Says I own an aquarium business. Well, that's separate. Okay, so he's making $130,000 for the solar company. And then the aquarium business made $20,000 for him last year.
He goes and cleans people's tanks, in businesses and stuff.
Okay, and then through stock trading and investing, he averages another $65,000 a year. Okay, well, look, buddy. I'm looking for one thing here. Okay, next one. IT risk specialist. I have a broad background in IT. I was a developer for a while and did project management, blah, blah, blah. Says I make $150,000, over $150,000. In addition, I work 10 hours a week in the evenings teaching cybersecurity online and make an additional $25,000. So he's making $175,000 a year. We knew that, but you can't fake IT stuff.
No, just
you
the
know
terminology.
You got to know something about it first, so you have to go get trained. The next one, let's see, this person, this can't be true, works 3 days per week, makes $500,000 a year. He learned how to install and fix air compressors working at ADM and then quit and started his own business. What's ADM? He's just fixing air compressors?
I don't know.
That sounds, $500,000 a year with this business where you fix air compressors? There's that many air compressors that need help? Are we talking commercial?
Yeah,
I'm going to mechanics and fixing all their air compressors everywhere?
Probably on
probably
the line.
Probably a specialized enough job that they're in demand and they're like, hey, we'll pay you more to get your
and
first.
And when they break down, it's probably a big deal.
Okay, he might make $500,000 a year if he started his own company. Next guy makes $164,000 a year working 96 night shifts a year in a union hospital as a night shift nurse. I can't fake that. I was hoping he was going to say janitor.
Oh, yeah.
Could you be a union janitor and do 97 night shifts? I could definitely do that, or 96, whatever it was. Okay, we can't fake that one. Let's see. Next one. My wife and I went to work for a large insurance company. She worked hard and got promoted many times. And she now makes about $250,000 a year, plus extra retirement perks. Other agents were making double that and more in commercial insurance. We could be insurance salesmen.
Yeah. I don't know what they do, but yeah, we could do that.
We could be insurance salesmen. We can figure it out. Next person owns a trucking company. We can't do that. They make,
why not? All I have to do is buy trucks.
My husband and I just bought this truck in 2009, and it grew from there. You definitely have to network in the fields, and you serve, blah, blah, blah.
You
she
do
doesn't
that.
Actually say what she makes.
You
she
already
she
had
makes
a bunch of truck stops sucking all day.
Whoa.
So, I mean, just tell them they can work for you now.
Yeah, I don't think we can just start buying big rigs and renting
them.
We're not going to figure that out.
That's what they call you, right?
We're not going to figure that
out. Big rig?
By the way, it took her 15 years or whatever, so no, we can't do that.
Yeah, but she wasn't doing what you were doing. She wasn't a lot lizard like you.
Next one, electrical engineer. Yeah, we can't do that. We'll never be able to do that. Plus, Laszlo's scared of Lou Gehrig's, and I heard once that getting electrocuted can increase your risk. So, next person, project manager for a medical device manufacturing industry. Ooh, that's my sister-in-law's brother. He's very, very, very wealthy. And that's what he does is medical equipment manufacturing. He sells like hospital beds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Guy's loaded. Yeah, takes a whole family on these exotic vacations. Of course, my brother gets to go. I'm not really related in the sense that she's my sister-in-law, so you know he doesn't bring us. But still, pretty nice. This guy says he makes $500,000 a year doing that. We can't fake that one. Construction and welding. Now we'd have to be taught how to weld.
I think that's hard.
Construction part, we could follow people around and be a crappy carpenter until we figure out how to do things. I think you might be able to fake that for a little while. This person says, I only have a high school diploma. I make $180,000 a year. Welding. I'm telling you, welding, go to welding school.
Welding, HVAC. Certificates.
Those trades that we all should have been taught. Now,
sound hard, though.
There's a regret. Forget about Jim Henson.
They sound hard. Jim Henson would have been fun.
Yes, but we could have figured out welding.
That sounds hard. That mass down's hot.
Okay, well, we could have figured out HVAC.
People do that in, you know, the steel plants and All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise. Looked hot. They hated it.
Do underwater welding. Those guys make
even
more money.
Because it's dangerous. Drown down there.
No, but it's not hot. I don't know.
It's hot down there, too.
I'm just saying a trade would have been nice. I mean, that if we're talking about regrets, that's a regret. We could have done HVAC.
You got it.
Could have been
trade
for that. And the
You're
final
a puppeteer.
One. The final one, this person
puppeteer.
Says. They work full-time remote software engineer, actually doing it for two companies. Each pays $160,000 a year, so she makes $320,000 annually. Work about 30 hours per week tops. I'm 30 and have been doing this for 2 years. A remote software engineer. I don't know what that means. We can't do that.
Mm.
We can't do that. What are they doing? Updating people's computers remotely? Or
how much do you get paid?
Fixing their problems?
Lizard.
Not enough. Not over $150,000 a year.
Even when you walk dainty?
Not to mention the risk.
I don't believe that.
There's a lot of risks involved.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Are we done?
That's it.
Are you going to watch the NFL draft tonight?
I thought it already happened.
They have more than one day.
Round two.
Oh, now they're splitting up. They're really milking this thing, huh?
Well, it's taking a long time yesterday.
Round two tonight?
Yeah, and then three and four.
Christ.
Over the weekend, I think.
God.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they just picked up the pace, we could get through this in a night. But it's big
like
fanfare.
Baseball.
People have to come up on stage. The
yeah,
whole thing.
Plus, they, you know, they want to let people trade.
Oh, well, yeah, they got to make those deals.
Yeah.
Laszlo thinks they didn't need to. Laszlo's questioning Veach.
Are you surprised the Bills traded with him again?
Yes, I am. I just wouldn't do it if I were the Bills. But maybe they're looking for revenge.
And they think this is...
I don't know who they're going to get for
somehow that. Revenge. Yeah, I mean,
after telling Stephon Diggs he couldn't go anywhere except the Chiefs,
right?
Then they trade with him.
and the Chiefs get a wide receiver, I wouldn't trade with him.
I can't believe they did.
Well, this guy's fast.
He is fast.
I saw somebody saying he's not very big, but it doesn't matter. He's tough.
He's fast.
It might have been Andy Reid saying it. He's tough. I read his stats in college there. Woo-wee.
Yeah, he's fast.
Man, not just his speed, his numbers.
Yeah. Beach we trust.
Yeah. So it looks like he's pretty good football player.
You guys
want
to watch it? Let's watch it. Come on over.
We can watch it right here. We don't have to leave.
What's it on? We don't have cable.
ABC or something like that.
We'll figure it out.
It might even be put it on YouTube. We'll check. We'll figure it out. Let's get some pizza up here, and we'll watch NFL draft.
I'm going to go home.
Come on.
We'll watch college sports together.
No, I'm good.
You've been trying to get us into college sports
forever.
Seriously,
now we're trying.
This will teach us
something. You guys aren't really staying, so.
I'll order pizza.
Yeah, I'll go get tall girls.
Fine, I'm in.
Okay. I got to figure out how to watch this thing, Snowcone. Give me about an hour.
Okay.
And I'll
good
figure it
show,
out.
Xavier Worthy. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.